I'm Michael Fenenbach, and this is Sinatra Matters. Frank Sinatra is the single greatest interpreter of the American songbook. He left his glorious stamp on a collective of recorded musical masterpieces, enduring and permanent, timelessly rewarding, the standard against which all others are judged. In these podcasts, I pay homage to Sinatra's recordings. Sinatra had an artistic affinity for Cole Porter songs. He recorded the definitive reading of so many Porter compositions. A Cole Porter song in Frank Sinatra's hands was, well, nothing less than musical magic. I've Got You Under My Skin. In the 65 years since it was recorded, Frank Sinatra's reading, Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin, has become one of his most celebrated and acclaimed performances, a classic. Sinatra swings, and oh boy, does he ever swing in this recording. Imagine it as it was then, back in 1956. The release of a Frank Sinatra album titled Songs for Swingin' Lovers was absolutely explosive. The public had never heard this exciting new music. Sinatra and his brilliant arranger, Nelson Riddle, introduced a new kind of swinging jazz sound and style, modern, contemporary, and very hip. Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin is the seminal song off the album, effortlessly swinging, erotic, and seductive. Riddle's orchestration, with its bolero-like dynamic, musical tension and release, and Sinatra's flawless, ebullient singing, well, it's just electric. The bell-like sound of a celesta joins Riddle's animated, finger-popping opening riff. Sinatra's carefree entrance is just pure insouciance, and the musical tension keeps ratcheting up. Did I mention the bolero-like orchestration? The anticipation just keeps building and building to a swinging solo chorus by the band. Riddle unleashes a gang of trombones, and Milt Bernhardt jumps in, adding to the intensity with his famous rowdy trombone solo, right on the edge of musical chaos. Irv Kotler's drums pave the way for Sinatra's thundering, I Would Sacrifice Anything at the turnaround. His voice soaring, his sound vibrates right inside you. Sinatra bending the note and shouting, "Don't you know, little fool?" It simply brings the house down. To close, he re-sings the chorus as the musical tension resolves, and we wind down to Sinatra's tender coda, Soft. A quiet reprise of Riddle's swinging riff, the celesta bell, and a walking bass. So that's my introduction. Now, let's have a listen. Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin from the 1956 album Songs for Swingin' Lovers, arranged and conducted by Nelson Riddle. Turn up the volume. Here is Frank Sinatra. And afterwards, stick around for some interesting backstory history.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. Time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
It gets to me every time. Cole Porter wrote both the music and the lyrics. He composed I've Got You Under My Skin in 1936, and it was introduced that year in the Eleanor Powell musical film Born to Dance. As an aside, I can't help mentioning here that along with Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly, Eleanor Powell was one of the great dancers. She's a true great in an era of brilliant dancers. If you don't believe me, go to YouTube and get a load of her turn on Fascinating Rhythm. It was a wonderful convergence. In 1953, a brash new record label, Capitol Records, signed a down-on-his-luck Frank Sinatra and paired him with a young prodigy arranger named Nelson Riddle. Riddle, like Sinatra, came out of the big bands. The two of them had an instant musical rapport. At about the same time with the end of the big band era of the 1930s and 40s, a stable full of the finest jazz musicians all show up in Hollywood and go to work in the recording studios. So we have a lively, eager-to-prove-themselves new record company, a musical genius named Sinatra, a brilliant young orchestrator, Nelson Riddle, and their pick of all the very best big band musicians in the world. But the confluence still needed one more element. Adding to this trifecta, there's a new technical innovation about to hit the market, something called the long-playing record album. All the elements fall in place. Frank Sinatra now has a platform and a canvas to begin painting his musical masterpieces. And oh, what masterpieces they are. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Fennenbach. I hope you'll join me next time for more Sinatra Matters. Until then.